Hey, Matt, congratulations. Obviously, the Pats saw something they liked. They traded up for you. So what was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, thanks again for having me, guys. You know, I was just very, very shocked, obviously, and very ecstatic. Just, you know, I've been waiting for this day to have this opportunity for all my life, you know, watching my dad play it growing up and just developing a love for this game. So I was just so, so happy and feel extremely blessed to be in this situation.
Matthew, did you anticipate being drafted today?
Oh, you know, I had heard numerous different reports from different teams, and I wasn't sure. You know, I wasn't sure how the draft was going to play itself out. But, you know, I'm a strong believer, and I have a strong faith. So I knew that whatever it was, I was just hoping I'd get an opportunity and things would work out the way they were supposed to. But to be drafted and to be drafted by this team, you know, in my opinion, the best team in the NFL, it's just a humbling. It's very humbling, and I feel very honored.
Matthew, what are your memories of watching your dad play?
Well, you know, the thing that sticks out most to me about my dad is the way he worked. It wasn't necessarily the games. You know, the games were great, and you get to see that, and everybody sees that on Sunday. But I saw the things about my dad that people didn't see. The blood, sweat, and tears that he put into this game, and how he prepared, and the respect that he gave to this game of football, and I think that that's something that he has passed over to me.
What was your contact with the Patriots prior to the draft?
Well, to be honest with you, I hadn't had any contact with them. I had one phone call exchange where they asked me a few questions, but, you know, I had gone and visited several other teams, and I wasn't sure if the Patriots had very much interest in me. I wasn't sure at all. And you know, with the draft, there's no telling what could happen. Anything's possible. But, you know, I was obviously surprised, but excited and thankful at the same time.
What were those other teams that you went to go visit?
I went to go visit Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Houston, the Giants, the Jets, I was also in Chicago and Jacksonville. So I had made the rounds, but like I said, I hadn't heard very much from the Patriots, but very excited at this point and feel very blessed, and it's very humbling.
Matthew, you mentioned surprised. Were you expecting to go in round five, or did you have a feeling where you would be drafted?
You know, I had mixed reports, and you know, I wasn't sure you know, because of the way my career went at UCLA, you know, what round I'd be drafted in, if I'd be drafted, you know, I'm not sure, you know, where people valued a guy like me, but, you know, it's very honoring, very humbling to see that they recognize my efforts on the field and you know, just how much I love the game, and I'm very excited.
You're listed as a wide receiver, but you've also played corner and safety. Is that... Would you like to stay at receiver, or do you have a preference?
Well, for me, I'm willing to do whatever Coach Belichick and his staff and the organization wants me to do. I'm just excited to have an opportunity to keep playing football. I don't have a preference where I play. I just want to be able to help that football team out in whatever way is possible. And for me, it's doing whatever it takes. And obviously, I look forward to contributing on special teams, and that's kind of where I made my mark at UCLA. So I know that, you know, that'll be probably my primary focus right away. And wherever they want to use me, you know, I'm flexible. I don't mind. I'm just ready to work hard for this organization and continue the, you know, the great reputation they have around the league for being one of the best teams in the league.
Matt, guys drafted around your position fifth round, so usually to make their mark early in the NFL career, have to do it on special teams. That's something you've carved out a niche at UCLA. Do you think that'll make it an easier transition for you, that you're already sort of performing a lot of those roles?
Well, it might make it easier. I'm not real sure, but I know that that's something I have experience at and something that I love to do, and I'm not sure if everybody feels that same way when it comes to special teams, but I know that's something I'm just looking forward to contributing at, and luckily I have a background there, and I'm looking forward to continuing it in New England.
What are your memories of growing up in NFL locker rooms? Were there any players from back in your father's day who took an interest in you, who messed around with you, played with you, anything like that?
Well, there were a number of guys. I know Leroy Irvin was one guy that, you know, I always had a good relationship with and have worked with over the years, who played with my dad for a number of years. Eric Dickerson and guys like that. And later on in my dad's career, I was able to spend some time with Isaac Bruce and get to know them through his affiliation with the Rams. But, you know, meeting all those guys was a great experience. Being around that, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be raised in the locker room around guys and have a dad that has accomplished the things that he has. So, you know, I take it as a blessing and very fortunate to have that experience.
Are you glad that you were more of a receiver, corner, skill player than a lineman, so you didn't have to endure those kind of comparisons?
Well, you know, I've thought about that. We've talked about that a lot. And, you know, I feel if I had been a lineman, I probably would have been a pretty good one because I would have had a great teacher. But, you know, I think I would prefer being able to run up and down the field and having speed as opposed to size. That's what I always tell my dad.
Matt, was Isaac Bruce your idol growing up?
Well, he really was. He's been my favorite player for a while. And, you know, I was able to spend some time with him, like I said, and just talk the game with him. And he's a guy I really look up to because of the type of man he is off the field as well. You know, he's a reverend, and faith is something that plays an important role in my life. And it's probably the most important thing to me is my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he was a man that I kind of looked at and said, hey, you know, the way not only he performed on the field, but the type of man he was off the field, I really looked up to him.
Now, you're known as a kick returner, but you're also a big part of the coverage teams. What's it take to be a good gunner?
Well, for me, the mindset is a relentless effort. You know, you go out there and it's a fight. It's a battle every play down there. But you have to have the desire to get down there, the want to get down there and make a play. And for me, it just comes from the love of the game that I have that's been passed on by my dad. You know, I'm just trying to get down there, and I want to be the guy to make the tackle every time. I want to be around the ball, out there having fun with my teammates, and realizing that that's a very important part of the game. That's a part of the game that oftentimes goes overlooked at the high school and college level, but it can really help you win and lose ball games. So I take it very serious.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.